I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again, I have this great opportunity to be with you all, our very, very esteemed and dear listeners, with the topic of our show, The Muslim Lady from IRIB English Radio. I'm here, Razia Batullah Jafi, and my respectful husband.
It's me, Farman Ali Masumi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I think we are learning more because we get this opportunity to think, to reflect, and to discuss about a very vital and important and essential topic, which
and
unfortunately
neglected.
Wow, yeah. Exactly. If you allow me, I would like to start with a beautiful saying of our Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Inna khayra nisa'ikum, the best women among you." Why? What? Because our topic is what? We are talking about what?
About the willpower, about the determination and the humbleness and patience of, you know,
women. Yeah.
Women.
So I think this hadith goes to our topic that the best women would have six amazing qualities according to this saying of our Prophet. Number one. I know many of our women, they would not like it. Maybe they would not accept it. That is al-walud.
Yeah.
Like al-walud means
the
one
who gives birth to a lot of children.
Yeah, means, the one who gives birth to a lot of children means, you know, the one
she who has this ability.
Exactly. And definitely who loves children, and who feels so much proud.
Al-wadudu, al-walud.
Yeah, number one is al-walud, And number two is al-wadud.
Wadud.
So wadud, we know this is the attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala.
Ya wadudu.
Oh,
the loving one.
Extremely loving one. So, you know, sometimes I feel it's such a beautiful connection, direct connection with divine qualities. Like you have to reflect, you know, manifest the title of Allah in your life.
In your life.
Is our duty.
Yeah.
So beautiful, like very respectful, you know, like we feel that, wow, our personality is so, you know, good that I have to reflect one of the very amazing, definitely all the names of Allah and attributes of Allah, they are amazing.
Subhanallah,
but I'm having more chance to reflect the quality of.
Yeah, definitely women have this quality, this ability to have this qualities. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better.
He's the creator.
He knows the qualities and abilities of women. So he has given them this quality. You know, wadud also and walud.
So how can I be wadud? Like wadud, I really want to reach to the level of wadud. You know, the one who's expressing his or her love, especially here, her, you know, the way she's showing her, you know, emotions and love and affections towards her family. So I think my mindset, you know, number one. Number two, then it comes to my tongue, you know, the verbally, the wordings. Therefore, you know, we can see in Hadith al-Kissa, the way Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha, she's calling, addressing her children, Ya qurratu aini wa thamaratu fuadi, means what? Like, oh my
light of my eyes,
an apple of my heart, you know. So we have to express, you know, wadud means the one who's not only having love in
definitely,
heart.
Yeah. When she would have love in her heart, then she would express. And expressing is very important. You know, if you express to your children, when they get to know that you have that much respect and love for your children, then definitely they will instill this quality in themselves. But all this depends on the conditions a man provides, you know. A husband provides for their families, their children. If they provide peaceful environment, then you can express your these, you know, divine qualities easily for your children.
Thank you so much for accepting, you know, your duty. It's not
definitely.
Easy. Like you are, you know, putting a very big burden on your shoulders, you
That's
know,
why
as
I said,
a Muslim man.
This is
man.
A great burden, very yeah. heavy burden Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on the shoulders of man. You know, he has to provide these conditions in the, you know, family, peaceful conditions, then without any problem mentally and spiritually, the women can manifest the great qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their family, in their children, then in result, in their society also. So we can have peaceful society.
And the third quality is al-afifa, you know. No doubt, like Prophet Yusuf, he was afif, you know, full of chastity. Chastity, it doesn't mean that it's only for women. No, it's for both. But
definitely.
Mostly, like it would be more ahsan, more better for women to show and to very, very be sensitive about this issue of afifa. And the fourth quality is al-aziza fi ahliha. Like she's very aziz, very adorable and lovable.
Caring.
Like aziz fi ahliha means, you know, like because of her character, everyone loves her. Yeah, not she's aziz only amongst her friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's so aziz. Like everyone loves her.
Loves her, yeah. Definitely because they want to spend time with her.
She's wadud, you know, because she has shown her love. So now she's very aziza fi ahliha. It means everyone loves her, yeah?
Definitely,
we can say.
Yeah.
So mostly, unfortunately, we are aziz in society.
Nowadays, especially, with our friends, in our society, on social
in
media.
In social media.
Yeah, we show our, you know, selfies, we show our love there, we show
smile, everything.
But when it comes to our family, we are stingy. We hide our smile, we hide our love. And even for men also, nowadays, they go in their office with, you know, the freshness, with the smile on their faces. And when they come to home, unfortunately, they bring with themselves all the burden of, you know, office work and, you know, their...
But, okay, I just remember this beautiful quality of Lady Khadija. She was full of, you know, sense of humor.
Wow.
Like she was famous about having that wadud quality in herself.
Yeah.
And one more thing about I read about Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam also, that, you know, his smile was very famous. Like whenever he used to smile, his teeth used to shine
like, you know,
and people would enjoy. So unfortunately nowadays we think if I'm a more practicing Muslim or Muslima, that means I'm very frowny and serious,
serious, always read dua and do ibadah,
exactly,
spend time.
And you can't believe it, you know, the two main objection which the enemies of Vilayat and Imamat and they would against the Imamat, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the main two objections, they were, number one, he's very young. Number two, he's very jolly.
Always he used
always
to smile.
So smiling being a very, you know, like effective and very compassionate person in the family, it's one of the quality of Anbiya.
This is again the misunderstanding of the teachings of Ahlul Bayt and Quran and Islam. They would think that if you want to become a leader, you know, politically leader, politician, you have to be very serious and always, you know, a frowny face. But Imam Ali alayhi salam, he would always smile, keep smile, and he would make other also smile.
Exactly.
But and when it would come to the ibadat at nights, then he was totally different.
He would cry, he would weep, he would share the tears, fainted sometimes. Exactly, this is the beautiful balance. Between being a bukka, the person who cries, you know, and the cry has also some kinds of love, affections towards Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And on daytime, he was zahak, not only zahik, the one who gives smile, you know, who shares love. And the fourth, after four, the fifth quality which I like is al-dhalila ma'a ba'liha. Like, she's very aziza. Very respectful in her family, very famous about her akhlaq. And when it comes exclusively to husband, she is very humble. Like, she totally have faith on her husband. Like, she accepts his position as a leadership, because ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. She's proudly, you know, having faith on this ayah and words of Quran, that this is the decision of Allah. Allah has given this seed to him. And there is a lot of comfort for her, you know, because the husband is qawwam, like he has that power of taking care and, you know, leadership in the family. So that qawwamiyah, leadership quality of husband, giving so much comfort and ease in her life.
Yeah.
So therefore, she's totally, I don't know, I can say, she's totally submitted, like, you know, total trust. She's listening to him because of Allah, because of her own comfort.
Again, all these depends on the character of man also, you know. Allah has told him to treat your family in such a way that they do not have any problem with you. Even the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khayrukum khayrukum li ahlikum wa ana khayrun li
Ahli. Father, he reads a lot this hadith. He's also a great alim. So the last quality, let me continue, because again, because of time, we have to end up this very amazing hadith, is al-mutabarrija ma'a zawjiha. Like the lady, here, our Prophet is saying that as a wife, she's so much afifa, you know, full of modesty, chastity. But when it comes to zawj, and husband, she's mutabarrija. Mutabarrija means the one who's showing off the beauty, like full of adornment, like all her jewelries, you know, all her makeup, all her beauties.
Whatever Allah has given her, the beautiful qualities.
So it shows again the balance, you know. Afif, mostly like maybe afif, even like the chastity and modesty in speech, in so many things. It doesn't mean you have to be always covered. Yeah, if not non-mahram is not there, you can show off your beauty. So beautiful balanced life.
Spiritual qualities also, you have to be afif.
The topic was so interesting, and these ahadiths are mostly unique, and somehow in so many areas of our life, we don't touch upon them. Today also, we fed our soul with so many verses of Quran and sayings of Ma'asumin alayhi salam. Thank you so much for being with us.
Jazakumullah. I hope our listeners also have benefited from this beautiful discussion.
Hopefully, definitely, inshallah. Thank you so much. Fi amanillah.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa barakatuh.
Who is the Lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Muhammad is the messenger, so Allah is our return. The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.